This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Paula McIntyre is here, and it's Gougère with a blue cheese mousse, which sounds very fancy, but it's basically a big... A big profiterole.
A shoe bun. Yeah,
shoe bun, yes, with a bit of blue cheese piped into the middle of it.
That's
blue
it.
Cheese and mousse.
Then, yeah, we'll call it a mousse, but it's not really a mousse. It's
no.
Just beaten up blue cheese. You know, it's not... this. I think people are frightened of shoe pastry. It's one of those things that you think, then things can go wrong with it. The thing to do is follow the recipe.
Right.
And I know you always think, with pastry, I would wing things in a lot of when I'm doing cooking, but you see when it comes to pastry, I would nearly go down to the final gram. Mm-hmm. And in here I've got, you just melt butter and water together and then beat in flour. And the thing is to mix it around, John, and then on a low heat stir it for about 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, I would time myself on that, and then you can sort of see it changing. And at that stage, just let it cool down.
That's your dough then?
Yeah, and there's cheese in that. Let the cheese melt. If you add the cheese at the end, which I found out earlier on this week, there's too much fat in it. You need to get the cheese into it, like nearly like a cheesy roux.
Grated cheese?
Aha, grate the cheese in. Uh-huh. Put it in.
And what kind of, just ordinary cheddar, like a good sharp cheddar cheese?
Well, there's one really local cheddar. This is the thing, you know, because it's shop local Saturday, I try to put everything in it. So the eggs, obviously, are good. Eggs. And then the cheese. We only have about 4 or 5 cheese makers in Northern Ireland, loads in the south.
Blessed are the cheese makers.
Yes, and the thing about it is you can't get local cheese from a supermarket, so you have to go to a deli or a shop. And then when you're in the deli and the shop, there's all those things. You think, oh,
that's
look at
the
that.
Thing.
Yes, but I know, but that's the... Next especially thing, at this time. It's Christmas now. First... you're supporting a local business. Support a dozen. No, actually...
And then if you're hungry and you see a wee slice of ham or a wee thing of salami, and then the next
thing...
Sure,
what's wrong with that, John?
Then you're down the credit union and it's a slippery slope.
Jordy Daly, wherever he is. So, and then the eggs go in and you just really want to just mix those one at a time. So I'm going to mix those around, John, and give it a really good... And at this stage, I would transfer that into, you know, a mixer with the paddle attachment and give it a good beating. And then you can put it into, it needs to be piping consistency. So what I normally do is put the eggs in, because it depends on the size, and it needs to be something that you can really, you know, that you can put into a bag, and it's like really like thick whipped butter. That's what it should be like. So if you think, I can put in a wee bit, the recipe says 4 eggs, every egg's different. So it's just, you know, put it in. I normally beat 2 or 3 up and add them in a steady stream. See what it's like. Nice big, you give it a, you know, get until it's nice and voluminous. So another minute, and then line a couple of trays with parchment paper. And this is the important bit, set your oven to 220. And I know that seems really high, but shoe pastry needs a good high heat, and you cook it on a lowering heat. So put it into the oven first for about 10 minutes at 220. Make sure it's preheated.
And that puffs it up,
and then lower it to about 180 for another 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay, and this then is when very you quick, actually.
It is quick, and then you want to hear they made these the day before yesterday, so well, obviously when they come out of the oven, they're nice and puffed, but they've been in a bag, so, but they'll taste the same, John, right?
And so then, stale then? Is yeah. Is
not really.
That
no,
word?
They've been in an airtight bag.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they're not stale. And then just to cut because it's been a busy week, John. You know? cut the side out. So it looks like a wee, you know, you've got the same as you get from, you know, we
profiterole.
And then this is just a blue cheese, local blue cheese. And what I did was just mix it up with a bit of cream cheese and some creme fraiche, just a small amount. And then in that, I'll let you try. John, I'll let you try a wee bit of that blue cheese there too. So this is a, you've had that before. Do you remember we did the programme from Draperstown?
Thank you. Oh, Dark Mountain.
Yeah. So do you want a wee drop of the...
Oh, the cranberry sauce. There's Marcus, you're a star. Look at that, bringing the spoon over.
Uh-huh. Thanks, so the cranberry, just, John, again, is just fresh cranberries, port and a bit of sugar. Boil it all together for about 20 minutes and then blend it. And then I passed it through a sieve just to be posh. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. But I just like it because it's nice and smooth and silky, you know, and that's... Yeah, and then and it's just, you know, you've it's, I know it's they say it's the thing about this, if you can make these nice and, you know, make them and have them sitting out, they're best eating immediately, you know, when they're nice and crisp. Uh-huh. and that's the thing, it's one of those things,
deep and crisp them, and even,
that's right. don't they're fine hanging around, but they're just, you know, it's like everything else, it comes straight out of the oven, they're delicious, but they should be nice and light anyway.
It's beautiful because you have the fruity, yeah, the cranberry's fruity and sweet. And then you've the real salty, that sharp blue cheesy thing.
It's a good blue cheese.
And then a wee bit of puff pastry as well.
Yeah.
Caroline, honestly. Yeah. Caroline's eyeing me up here. That was absolutely
Caroline,
delicious.
Caroline, let me get you a spoonful of the sauce. Because that's not got any milk in it. Yeah.
Lovely.
You're lactose.
Lactose. Nightmare.
Again, everybody else is up for... Well, Lisa, I'm very conscious, actually, of somebody here who's lost 10 stone. In the last 5 years, shoe buns and blue cheese is not going to, it's not the answer.
Needless to say, I know, but it's no, well done you. You'll not lose 10.5 stone eating gougères, to be honest. No, it's not really.
But
not
you do
conducive.
Your gougères and then you can go for another wee,
a run,
another wee lap of the block.
You can row halfway across the Atlantic, and I'd say by the time you hit the Azores, you'll be fine.
You should be fine.
Should be good, yeah.
Uh-huh. So it's gougère,
that's it,
with blue cheese mousse, cranberry, and pork glaze.
They're also lovely, John. You know, if you just some smoked salmon mixed with a bit of blue
Nibbles,
cheese,
and
it's
that
lovely.
Would be you can put
you
that
can
out.
Put whatever you want. You can go to shops and buy things, and they all look nice and uniform. Mm. I don't like that. I like things to look like they're homemade, you know, that kind of rustic, you know, homemade, made with love.
Definitely.
And you're just making a bit of effort.
100%.
And your house will smell lovely, you know, because when you cook them, you get that lovely toasty cheese smell. I mean, there's nothing better, is there?
Oh, stop.
Wee glass of Prosecco, sure.
Oh, 0-30-30-80-55-55 if you want us to send out a recipe sheet for you on your very, very own. Otherwise you can get it on the website bbc.co.uk and follow the links to the John Told Show page, and there'll be a wee podcast of this up there this afternoon for you to follow and cook at your own pace. But that's beautiful, gougère with blue cheese mousse, cranberry and port glaze, and there's one for everybody in the audience as well.
I get filling these now then.
Absolutely, you work
away.
We'll
do a crock and bush, you know, a big nice
a mountain. Like the ambassador's residence.
We'll do a mountain of gougère. I'll try that now.
You tear away and we'll see how we get on then. Marcus will give you a hand.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.